The state's redistricting board is in the throes of creating new voting district boundaries that will determine representation in the legislature for the next decade. A public hearing in Anchorage today brought before the board a number of suggested plans created by civic groups with widely divergent viewpoints on how to achieve redistricting while preserving minority voting strengths. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
One fact is beyond dispute. Outmigration from rural Alaska villages into Anchorage and Fairbanks during the past decade has skewed the existing voting district map. Now that the 2010 census figures have been released, the state's redistricting board is busy redrawing the lines that determine how many state House and Senate seats any one area of the state gets. Vicki Oddie is the CEO of a Native corporation. She also chaired the 2001 redistricting board. She says the 2001 plan worked, but this time she's worried.
What we have today in our legislature, you have a Senate that is made up of 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats. I believe that's a fair and balanced legislature. You look at the House, it is almost just as equal, and all of them have to cross party lines to work together. I also believe that rural Alaska is in jeopardy this year because of the shift in population.
Oddie works with Alaskans for Fair Redistricting, a nonpartisan group made up of Alaska Native corporations, unions, and other civic groups, which are concerned that rural Alaskans may not get a fair shake when the new map is drawn.
With the makeup of the board that currently sits, rural Alaska could be jeopardized.
Oddie says she's concerned that there are four Republicans on the redistricting board and only one Democrat, Alaska Native Marie Green. AFFR presented its plan to the redistricting board through Joe McKinnon. In part, the plan calls for creating two new rural districts. Each would stretch east to west across Alaska from the Canadian border to the ocean. The North Slope would remain pretty much the same, but Kodiak would be paired with Prince William Sound villages and merged into a Copper River district stretching from the Sound north to Paxson. A Bethel-based district would include Bristol Bay villages and the Aleutians. The impetus is to preserve Alaska Native voting strength under the Federal Voting Rights Act while keeping within state-mandated population requirements for House and Senate voting districts. But socioeconomic similarities must be preserved, and McKinnon had no answer for Board Chair John Torgerson's question as to how Hooper Bay and Delta Junction would be considered similar in the plan's hypothetical House District 7. Another group, Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting, presented its plan through attorney David Mayberry, who said redistricting's effect on Southeast representation is a big concern.
The major objective for Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting was to protect the Native Voting Rights District in Southeast Alaska. The Native Influence District number 5 was 3,900 people short in its present configuration. By adding the Prince of Wales villages from District 1, Wrangell, Petersburg, and several small villages from District 2, and removing Gustavus and Tenneke Springs from District 5, AFR builds a new District 2 with 33% Alaska Natives.
The city and borough of Juneau presented a plan of its own, as did the city of Valdez. The board later opened up the meeting to comments from the public. Of course, the board's work is far from finalized, although a date of April 14th has been set for adopting a draft plan. A final plan is expected in mid-June. I'm Ellen Lockyer.